Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can still expect some slow-moving traffic in various areas at 6.30 this evening, including in Valtafureden Park on the N1 South. It's slow between Beyers and the 14th Avenue off-ramp. And you can also expect delays in Edenvale after an earlier accident on the N3 South at Modderfontein Road.
The South African Airways has confirmed that the recent work-to-rule industrial action by its pilots has ended with immediate effect. This follows the successful conclusion of the 2024 wage negotiation for the pilots' bargaining unit. And then we move abroad. The Isle of Man is set to become the first place in the British Isles to legalize assisted dying after clearing a final hurdle today. Lawmakers on the island, a self-governing British dependency lying between England and Ireland, approved the final reading of the Assisted Dying Bill in its upper house. It now only needs royal assent to become law. More on these and other stories at 7. We're staying on the international front. Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities zooms in on the USA in this Business Minute.
Consumer confidence data in the US dropped in March to its lowest level in 4 years. This on inflation and economic outlook concerns amid President Trump's escalating tariffs. There's a report out that major tech firms like Nvidia and Oracle are trying to convince the Trump administration to rethink its AI diffusion rule, a regulation that will restrict the export of AI processors to most nations in the world. Nvidia's share price at this point down 1.5%.
A dollar at this stage trading at R18.24, a euro R19.72, and a pound sitting at R23.63. Gold is trading at $3,022.68 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $72.98 per barrel. I'm Marlene for Shearmore News at 7.
We start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. It's the Punjab Kings up against the Gujarat Titans. The Punjab Kings posted 243 for 5 in their 20 overs, with the top scorer there, Shreyas Iyer, the skipper, making 97. And in response, the Gujarat Titans are 75 for 1. Shubman Gill back in the pavilion on 33. Still there, Sai Sudarsan on 36. And also Joss Butler, he's just arrived at the crease, just making 3 of 4 deliveries so far. There's another live match that's on the go at the moment. It is Bafana Bafana. But we did get lucky as well. They will reportedly not be sanctioned for the blunder of selecting Teboho Mokoena in last week's World Cup qualifier against Lesotho. According to FIFA's regulations, a player who accumulates 2 yellow cards in separate matches must serve a 1-match suspension. However, the blunder wasn't picked up by Lesotho, and they also missed out on the 24-hour deadline to report the matter to the match commissioner. So that means that we will not be docked the 3 points. At the moment, South Africa is up against Benin, and this match happening in Abidjan, it's still goalless after 30 minutes or so, and the players are on a bit of a drinks break as it is extremely hot day. Former FIFA President Sepp Blatter and former UEFA Chief Michel Platini were acquitted by a Swiss court after a long-running corruption case that shattered both their careers. Platini, a former France captain and manager, said that he felt from the start that the purpose of the affair was to prevent him from becoming FIFA president. And World Athletics approved the introduction of a cheek swab to determine the athlete's biologically female. Sebastian Coe, the head of the International Track and Field Federation, said the decision was taken with the body's decision-making council, and it was a really important way of protecting the female category. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.